When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes your unconscious activity. Now, let's just dive right into this. Very excited to be with you guys on this amazing Wednesday. Today, I want to talk about you are stuck in time versus your soul moving through experience. So I've been asking myself the question, why, as I become more grounded in who I truly am, following my sacral, doing the things that I'm in alignment with, and saying no to the things that I'm not in alignment with, no matter how much the income, whatever it is, being no, absolutely not. I only do businesses, work with people or around people who feed my soul. And I've noticed that time is going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And I realized that because I broke free from the time-based reality into my soul moving through experiences. Big difference, right? So let me give you an example. When I was personally in corporate America, or when I was training people 9 hours a day, working 19 hours a day, it was time-based. It was like, oh, it's only 12 o'clock. Oh, it's only 3 o'clock. When I was in corporate America, I remember, oh, I couldn't wait for it to be whatever, 6, 7 o'clock when I got to get off and I was working all the time. It was constantly, when's my next vacation? When's the weekend? When do I get to like all these different things that I focused on? Because it was just like, it was a time-based reality because I was so out of alignment with who I truly was meant to be. So my body was stuck in time. So when you are moving through time, it feels sticky, it feels gross, it feels like you're always waiting for something. But when you start to really tap in and tune in to who you truly are and do the things you love, your soul starts moving through experience because that's all it is. That's all we're doing. Our soul is moving through experiences, but the devil is the prince of the earth, which took us into a time-based reality, which made depression, anxiety, stress, we're not good enough, it's not going fast enough. If this happens based on this time, I'll feel a certain way, when the reality is you must feel a certain way to attract that certain thing. Let me say that again. You must feel a certain way to attract that certain thing. It is not the other way around. It's just not the other way around. You have to feel it, you have to embody it, and you have to pull your soul through experiences to get to that feeling and vibration. Let me say that one more time. You have to feel it, embody it, and you have to pull yourself, soul through the experiences to get to that level of vibration. But if it's a time-based reality, oh, in this time, in 3 weeks, or this or that. Now, time is important in regards to, you know, like if I set a goal to start a business, there has to be time frames to it, right? But within that time frame, you must be present in the reality and the feeling and frequency and vibration. We created the clock, recreated time. In the past, we used to wake up with the sun. We would be very, would it be reactive? We were present and then we would do the things we needed to do to survive, right? We went and got food. We'd have to hunt for long periods of time. We would fast, beast, then feast, right? So we'd fast, attack the animal, hike, then we would feast. Then we'd be present in that meal. Then we'd go to sleep. But now it's like, I have to do this. I got to get this new car. I got to get the new house. I got to get the new spouse, all these different things. So the difference between moving from time to your soul moving through experiences is truly getting in alignment with who you're truly meant to be. And that's a process. So I encourage you to do the things that you love and watch your soul move through time versus waiting for time to happen. Warriors, rise, get your shit together.